The conference will now begin.
Assalamu alaikum, Khebra. We're currently soul deep, Baruch Hashem, soul deep in this Torah. Really, not only been working on this for many weeks now, Baruch Hashem. And we're at a tremendous Nakuda here, as Rabbi Nathan tells us, that the avodah of Nakudas Tovos is to try to get that Nakuda Tovah to the Bechin of Medaber, to speak it out. And there's two main ways to do that. There's the Torah way, there's the Tefillah way, and then there's a combination of both. The combination of both is when a person is Oseik in the Torah's Oila, when a person is involved in learning the words of about the Karban Ola, which we know, of course, the tefillah comes from the karbana. When a person is learning about the Torah's Ola, he's raising his dibor, the dibor of Torah, and he's learning specifically about the karbanos, which the whole meaning of the karbon was to take a behema and raise it up to the madrega of dibor, send it up to a kadosh baruch to be a reich nicholach l'Hashem, which is an inyan of tefillah. That was the highest madrega. That was the highest avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Generally, of course, there was a separate avoda in the Kodesh Kedoshim, one time a year, but the Karban Talmud, every single day, this was what gave Klal Yisrael life, gave him Chiyus, Mamish. And Chazal tell us, Gemara Megillah says, that as the Kohanim were doing their Avoda, the Avoda of the Karban, the same time that they were, like the Anshei Chesed, looking for Nekudas Tovos, raising up the Behemoth, the Bahamias, raising it up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Madrega Medaber, at the same time, the Levim, those wonderful singers of Klal Yisrael, were standing on the platform singing. They're Nigunim. So at the same time that the Kohanim were being the Varer between the Behema and the Adam, finding the Nekudas Tovos, it was creating the Nigun, that expression of Nekudas Tovos into the world, the sound of the singing of the Levim that brought people to the highest of highs. And the singing, the Nigun were able to go inside a person, those who heard the song of the Levi, was able to go into their heart, into their neshama, and bring out of them more Nekudas Tovos, to rip them open. So the Karban Chatas, or the Karban Toda, whatever the Karban was, whatever part of the person was trying to raise himself up to a higher place, Karban Ola, Karban Tamid, Karban Shlomim, the Levim would sing an appropriate song, an appropriate Nigun, based on that Nekudas Tovos of that Karban. And that singing would bring them to a higher place. More Nekudas Tovos, more revelation of Elokus within us. And at the same time that the Levim were singing, members of Klal Yisrael were set up in their towns all across Eretz Yisrael, in their Ma'amadam, and they were learning the Torah, the Bechin of Dibor, that corresponded to the Nekudas Tovos, that corresponded to the Nigun of the Levi, that corresponded to the Avodah of the Kohen. And that's where also, what were they learning? What was this Torah? So on page 46 in the Sefer that we're learning from the Breslov Research Institute, and we have to daven the one who put all of BRI together, he needs a refuah. So it's a chus to refuah for Rabbi Kramer, Rabbi Chaim, Menachem Ben Leah, as he's done so much for us, so much for Klal Yisrael Mamish, what he's done with the works of Rabbi Nachman. Not to say that he's the Madrega of Rabbi Nachman, but in our little world, he's doing for us what Rabbi Nachman did for Rabbi Nachman. He's opened up the world of Rabbi Nachman to us, and he's already also opened up the world of Rabbi Nachman to us, and for that we have to be eternally grateful, mamish, eternally grateful to Rabbi Chaim Kramer for all he's done. So it's all the shirim should be a zechus until he gets the final refuah, Chaim Menachem Ben Leah. So on page 46, we're discussing the Anshe Maimid, those of Christ that we're learning. So Rabbi Nachman tells us, Alkin, how you Anshe HaMa'amad clearing the parashas Bereishis and parashas Hazinu? The Gemara in Tanya tells us specifically that Klal Yisrael were learning the parashios of Bereishis and the parashios of Hazinu. So Rabbi Nachman is going to explain why was that? What shaychus? So Rabbi Nachman says he has all the shaychus in the world. Watch what he does. Ki ma'isa Bereishis, says Rabbi Nachman, the whole union of Bereishis, ikaro ayde beir hato, the whole union of ma'isa Bereishis, what Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing at the beginning of time, was to be mevarer, to clarify the Tov. The Bechinas, as we say every single day, Uf tuvo in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's goodness in his Tov. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'isa b'reishis. Every single day a Kodesh Baruch Hu renews the ma'isa b'reishis again and again in his tuvo. That was the opening of the world. Bechina Olam Chesed Yibane. A world of Chesed. A world of Tov. A world of Mevarer to clarify the good that will cross within the world. That's the Bechina of Kitov, like the light we said, and we're going to say, the Or Kitov, that beautiful light at the beginning of time. The light of the Or Hagana, the light of the Nekudas Tovus inside a person and in all the world for all times. Hanem Bechol Sheshet Mebereshet. That Kitov that was said on every single day of the Sheshet Mebereshet, that's the Tov that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was dealing with. That he was handling. Every Vayomer Elokim, that Dibur of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vayikra Elokim, the calling of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was all in order to reveal more Kitov. 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 Tov Ma'od. So the Menachem Kikodem. Kikodem Tikun Maisa Bereshet Nehemar. Because we know in the beginning of the whole world, in the beginning of the Torah, the second pasuk in all of Torah, it says, "V'aretaisa tohu v'choshech." The world at the beginning was a tohu, was an unproduced, crazy, chaotic, and an anarchy. If you could say, I don't know if it's a verb, it was in a state of anarchy, v'choshech and darkness. That was the world at the beginning. Zelechina says, "Gadus harashachov al tov." That's the bechina. Inconvenience where the Ra covers over the Tov, it overpowers the Tov. Chaotic. Dark. But the Hatikun Ayyadeh Bechinas, what's the Tikun? What's the next part of the Pasuk? But don't think that the whole world is chaotic. Don't think that there's just an Eagle's Love. Just think, don't think that a person sins, that a person falls, and if that's it, the game over. No. At the same Pasuk of the most chaotic, crazy world, the same Pasuk of the Ruach Elkim Rechefes, when all Pnei Mayim. The wind, that spirit of godliness rested upon that water. What was that talking about? Das is the Medrash, Da Ruach HaMashiach, the ultimate end, the ultimate goodness, the one who's going to find the Kudus Tov was in all of Klal Yisrael. He was there. That Ruach of Mashiach was there even b'shach the Tov of Avichosha, Shubachin HaTov. He's the one who's always going to be there. He was on from the beginning. And we'll see that's what the Kodesh Baruch was handling since the beginning of time. Look at number 59 on the bottom. Bereishis Rabbah. The Medrash homiletically interprets these opening verses of Bereishis. The Tov, Vo, all the scary sounding words. So the Medrash says it's as alluding to the four empires we know. The Golos, under whose the Jewish people would be exiled. The four kingdoms, the four Malchus, without form, which is Tohu, alludes to the Babylonians, Vov, that Golos. Void, which is Bohu, is the Parsi and the Persians, Pars Umadai, which is what we just went through in Purim. Darkness, Choshech is the Greeks, that's Hanukkah. And the deep, the darkest, deepest, the exile that we're still involved with, that's the evil empire called Rome, Edom. Like the deep exile under Rome will appear to be without end, as it's been going on for a long time. Nevertheless, just as the Torah preordains the Jewish people's exile, that's the second pasuk. It preordains their tikkun and redemption through the hovering ruach of Mashiach. Mashiach was always there. Not just Mashiach going to be after Edom. That means there's an akud of Mashiach in Babel, there's an akud of Mashiach in Paras and Mabe, there's an akud of Mashiach in Yavan, and even in Edom, and even now in the virus, there's an akud of Tov. There's a man Mashiach, there is a light of Mashiach that's already here. The Zohar, HaKadosh, which likewise links the hovering ruach of creation with Mashiach, also links the ruach of Mashiach with the renewal of the moon, which Rabbi Nassim is going to discuss, which is all of Klal Yisrael. So, Rabbi Nassim is telling us that the Torah that the Klal Yisrael were learning at the time that the Kohanim were doing the Avodah and that the Levim were singing was Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because the whole meaning of Ma'aseh Bereishis from the beginning was to see within the darkness, within the chaotic state to see the Tov within. And so there's also on page 47. Kikola Nekudas Tova Shemotz in Bechol Echad Nisrael, and every Nekudas Tova that you find within Klal Yisrael, the Bechim says, Nekudas Mashiach. That's huge. Every Nekudas you find within yourself, within anybody in Klal Yisrael, within this man, within the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a Bechim of Mashiach. Ki Ikra Tov Mashiach. Because the main Tov from the beginning of time, it's always been Mashiach. That's the Tov, the Mashiach, which is always renewing himself. It's always in Rumatov because every single moment of your life you can look for Nekuda Tova, and that, if you find that Nekuda Tova, even the search for Nekuda Tova is the Bechina of Mashiach. You're looking for the Tov, you're looking for the Elokus, the Bechina of Moshe Rabbein, the Bechina of the Hayyab Boke, and Yigalich Tov Yigal, like Boaz said to Rus, and in the morning, if he's going to redeem, good, he'll redeem. That's what Boaz says. And number 60 on the bottom says, as it's cited, the Torah relates that Moshe's mother looked at him, and she saw that he was good, Tov. Moshe was the embodiment of good, like we know. The same is true of any tzaddik who is the aspect of Moshe Mashiach, like Rabbi Nachman talks about many times. He is called good, Tov, by virtue of his ability to find the good in every single Jew. Ultimately, Moshe Rabbein was able to find the good Nekuda, even in the Yidden who sinned by the ego, saving them from sin, being Moshe Nefesh, ready to give up his life, because he understood that the Nekuda Tov inside is so deep that he and every single Yid had the same Nekuda Tov. And that he was willing to give up his life. And any single tzaddik, any single Rebbe who looks to find a good point in a Jew, a good point in a kid, a good point in someone who's fallen, he's a tzaddik like Moshe Mashiach. He's the Mashiach for that kid. He's the Mashiach for that husband and wife, because he finds him in the Kudus Tovus in the marriage. But the Nachum teaches that the tzaddik who possesses the qualities of Moshe Mashiach has the power to transform all evil into good and thus eliminate evil entirely. That's huge. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing at the beginning of time. He was already handling, in the beginning of time, Nekudas Tovus. Let's read one more paragraph. The Aidei Zen, through this, Aidei Nekudas Tovus, through the Nekudas Tovus, Shemotu Mitoch Tovu Vo V'Choshech, that you find, that you seek, that you know is within that Tovu, that Vo, that Choshech, Aidei Zen, Vayomer Elokim, the next passage says, Yihor Vayihor. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the third pasuk, was already looking for the light, the kitov, the azai, and therefore the pasuk says, "Vayavda l'kim beina or beina choshech, beirurim, to be mevarer the or from the choshech." That's what our whole life is supposed to be. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vote in this world, he's looking for Nekudas Tovus, as it's proven in the beginning of the whole Torah. So that's our whole life. It's constantly we have to live life and daven and to learn and to go to Anger Parnas and run a family, but always, 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 constantly with the das of being Mavar or from Choshech. Never to get stuck in a certain routine, out of rote. Always being Mavar, the or from the Choshech, key next page, Kaidan, Nekuda Tova, Nifnas, the Emes of Kafsa. So when you find that Nekuda Tova, you can mamish reach that place of Tavsachos, Azayin of Gala, or you reveal the or of Nivdal, the Nifnas of Choshech, or you separated, you're able to distance yourself from the Choshech. That Choshech that was surrounding you, that you thought you'd never be able to get out of, that's because all you were doing was concentrating on the Choshech. As long as you concentrate on the Choshech, you can never see the light. You have to put away the Choshech for a minute. Know deeply, within Luna Beruru, that there has to be a Nekuda Tova there. When you look for that Nekuda Tova, you will find it. And when you find it, you'll be able to separate from the Ra, the Choshech, you'll have to shed it. Like dirty clothing. You'll just have to take it off. As easy as it is to take off dirty old clothing, just unbutton it. That's it. Take it off. You'll be able to take it off, but it's only when you find the light within. Haram and the Tov, when you separate the Ra from Tov, we should be zochem with them to constantly be in a state of looking for Tov within ourselves, within everybody in Klal Yisrael, and we should dive into the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help me. Help me find my Nekuda Tov. Help me look for my Nekuda Tov. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me dive in to help me look for my Nekuda Tov. We should be zochem with Hashem to that. Have a good day.